The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
Happy Sunday, everyone! Sports Talk 1240 is coming at you from the WGBB studios. My name is Mike Bivolo. I'll be your host for the next hour. With me, as always, the big handsome, the OG, Jeff Guide in the house.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, Mike Bivolo. Oh, most wonderful time of the year.
What is it? The Northern Trust Open?
A Northern Trust.
You have a nice glow from the Northern Trust Open.
Oh, man, you're going to be dogging
me. We're coming on you with Facebook Live. What's up? Facebook Live followers. We have two followers. It is the Fantasy Football. Oh, no. The fantasy football special today.
Mike's got his computer out.
I got my
doing
computer
out.
We're in the middle of a draft.
Insane. You're an insane man.
No, it's going to be great.
Yes.
We want to hear your thoughts on the weekend.
What a
weekend, right? I mean, we had obviously the big fight last night, which everyone was talking about, which we'll get to. Obviously, we had the golf today, which is cool.
It was really cool.
Long Island, so it's like worth talking about.
Two best golfers in the world.
Number one, number two going at it for a playoff.
Yeah.
DJ at the end there, like, hit a bomb.
Like tin then, cup type stuff. I'm gonna hit it over the lake that no one's hit it over all week.
Yeah, and then 3 foot.
Because I'm Dustin Johnson.
And then he's 3 foot out for the birdie. Great playoff hole. One hole playoff.
Right.
DJ did his thing. Facebook people, hop in there. Tell us what you thought about the fight last night. We were out with a couple of guys. It went late. It started.
Had to go.
Pay-per-view was going to delay. It only started 15 minutes.
It wasn't that bad. I told everyone that no way the fight started before midnight, and it started about midnight. I mean, you had to expect that.
The fight went exactly as expected, except for one thing.
I think it went a little unexpected, but continue.
Except for one thing.
Okay.
It went exactly as expected.
Well, Mayweather always gives away the first three rounds.
Exactly.
He's a scientist.
Yep. And the one thing that was unexpected is he was very more offensive.
Absolutely.
Very more attacking.
Walking forward.
Very more attacking than he ever is in these fights. Because, and in my opinion, I guess everyone was talking about this, he had an ego thing going on. He's not letting this guy take him the distance.
Right.
At the 10th round, it might have been even 5 rounds.
I think it was 5-4 Mayweather at the time, but,
okay.
I mean, it was pretty even.
Right. Like, I mean, McGregor won those first four rounds. He wasn't throwing punches.
He threw 13 punches in three rounds. But he's just feeling him out. You know, he's feeling out Mayweather's path. The one thing that surprised me, I mean, Mayweather connected on a lot of shots. I know they were showing the graphs today. He connected more punches than Pacquiao. A bunch of different guys. I think Canelo Alvarez. Cotto.
McGregor landed more in
his fight with Mayweather.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, a lot of Mayweather's punches had zero sting on them.
It's true.
He wasn't really swinging for the fence.
He's 40 years old. He's like 130.
No, Mayweather. McGregor. I'm sorry. A lot of McGregor's punches. Yeah.
McGregor's punches. Mayweather knows how to make them glancing.
Yeah.
At the same time. That's what he said. He said he wasn't powerful. But he was just persistent and consistent. That's Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
He's 50. That's pretty boy Floyd. He's 40 years old. He got here. He's a fighter. He's a boxer. McGregor's not a boxer. And that's exactly why I went exactly as expected. Except I didn't expect the offensive attack from Mayweather like that as much.
Oh, yeah. And moving forward, I think he felt McGregor's power. And McGregor was fighting smartly. He was fighting to conserve his energies. And, because he felt his power, realized, I don't think this guy could knock me out in a boxing match. I'm gonna get offensive. You know, I mean, only one really big shot from McGregor. He hit him with an uppercut in the second round. That was a big shot. It was crazy that Mayweather was the guy landing the power punches. So it was just one of those crazy, crazy nights where Mayweather was fighting like McGregor. McGregor was fighting like Mayweather a little bit, in my opinion.
Well,
after the fourth round.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
he was sticking jabs like crazy.
At the end of the day, what do you guys got to say about it? 1-2-0. Join left.
Everyone's leaving.
Game of Thrones is on. Right. Stick with us. Facebook Live. Watching this show is much more entertaining.
I am the Night King.
Come on.
Yeah.
Whatever Night King means.
Yes.
All right. I'm in the middle of a draft.
I've noticed.
If you noticed, I'm coming up. It's good. It actually works out well because I have the last pick, so I have the turn, so I have two picks.
Oh yeah, double. Yeah.
And then I can have some time to talk.
Yes.
The fantasy football special tonight.
Yes.
Giants to the core.
Yeah, we're all Giants
we'll
out
do,
here.
We'll do some fantasy football coming up.
Right.
The Yankees got a nice W today. Red Sox got a nice loss today.
Two and a half back.
Facing the Red Sox starting next week. I'm bringing boys to the game on Wednesday day. That could be the game potentially
tie. I don't know what the schedule is. If we get some help,
yeah,
we could be back in first place.
Very ambitious, but okay, I'll roll with it.
Should I take Robert Kelly from the Washington Redskins?
Fat Bobby Kelly?
Still available.
Okay. You got the kid from Oklahoma breathing down his throat a little bit. Pine or whatever his name is. Pretty good player.
He just got taken.
There you go. Happening live right now. Fantasy draft disasters. You got your guy taken right in front of you.
All right, here we go. This is a question for you fantasy football fans out there.
All right, we got it.
I have 47 seconds. Do I take Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston, or Derek Carr?
Wow, the safe play is probably Carr, I think.
It is, right?
The safe plays, I mean, who's blocking for Luck? Tampa could be explosive.
I like James Winston.
Yeah, you know what? That's a toss-up for me, man. I wait because I think he might still get one of those guys.
I have a turn, I said. These guys are all going to be gone. They're the next five,
The Roll of Fame is Jameis by the Hard Knocks hype. You got DeSean Jackson, you got the big tight end now, O.J. Howard. You got Mike Evans.
Great is the tight end.
You got Doug Martin. Yeah, you got a good little group there. Jacquizz Rodgers.
Done. Jameis Winston.
Famous Jameis is a member of the Vivalo show.
Actually, no, it's the I have a bunch of leagues. So this one is called Frank White, the Desperado.
Okay.
It's
a little. Yes, I do know that. Conor McGregor named that team for you or what? So Mikey is deep right now. You know, the talking smack while being on the radio.
Doug Martin's hurt.
Yeah, Doug Martin is hurt.
All right.
Actually, no, he's suspended, I believe.
Is that what
three
it is?
Games, yes.
Oh, so who cares?
Yeah, he's suspended. I mean,
three games?
Yeah, I think it's three games.
Fantasy football people,
help us.
How long is Doug Martin suspended for?
I have to look
for?
This up.
Because I have 24 seconds if I want to take Doug Martin, and then we'll go back to the real show. We'll talk about other guys that we think could be.
Yes, I got
hot,
a whole bunch of sleepers.
All right, and 16 seconds. Duke Johnson?
Oh, I love Duke Johnson this year. He is on my sleeper list for later on.
He is?
Yep. Duke Johnson,
he's on Frank White, the Desperado.
All right, real, I don't know what round that was in, but if it was like 10th round, that's a good pick.
It was the 10th round.
There we go. I think that's a good spot.
It was the 10th round.
Good value. He's splitting carries with Crowell. Mm-hmm. Crowell's getting drafted in like the 3rd round.
Okay.
So why not? Duke Johnson's it's high round pick. He's a good little player, man. He's not a powerful guy, but I'm not a big Crowell fan. I don't know.
You never know.
You do never know.
And that's why I took Elliott. I took Zeke Elliott because you want that help towards in the back end of the season.
Oh, yeah. If you can somehow get through the first few weeks,
yeah.
3-3 or 4-2.
And
yeah.
I took McFadden.
Yeah.
I had the running.
You got the Dallas Cowboys running backs. Not bad.
Not bad.
Exactly.
Right. I heard number three pick.
I heard their offensive line's pretty good.
What is wrong?
Until someone takes Alfred Morris and he ends up going nuts this year.
What is wrong with fantasy football? This is an epidemic among you know what I'm going to say? It's an epidemic among people who play fantasy football, and I'm sort of kind of guilty, although it's not my choice.
Right.
We had some major injuries in this last couple of days.
Oh, big time.
Julian Edelman out.
Gone.
Cameron Meredith today.
Yeah. How about Spencer Ware?
Out. Spencer Ware out. So now who's going to be a Kareem Hunt?
Yeah, young good talented young kid.
Yeah. That could be something. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, why draft on August 27th like I'm doing right now?
Correct. I've had zero drafts.
Nonsense.
Before. Zero drafts.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah, I agree
because
with you.
My team now is not going to make it to opening day.
You take Edelman in the PPR league, you're taking him in like the 3rd round, and now you got Ugats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just lost
Edelman
a 3rd round.
Edelman in the PPR is
a
round.
Monster.
Second
yeah, probably. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right. He's a million.
Nonsense.
Million balls. Now Brandon Cooks is catching.
Spencer Ware's a 2nd round pick.
Oh, Spencer Ware's probably 2nd or 3rd round pick, too. Absolutely.
And you drafted in mid-August. You guys are.
I know my keeper league team was going to keep Spencer Ware. Now they're up the creek.
Think about this.
Yeah.
Think about a team that can conceivably have Spencer Ware,
right.
Edelman,
yeah,
and Cameron Meredith.
Yeah, not good.
Why can't a team have that? There's 100 teams with that.
Yeah,
that
could happen.
Of course it can happen.
Yeah, that guy's not very happy right now.
This is not cool. I don't like the
So you're basically saying everyone should do fantasy drafts
yes.
Labor Day weekend.
Or after. So I have my next two are the 5th and the 6th.
Yeah, that makes sense. I have one on the 6th.
Last year I did one on the opening. We watched the opening game.
Yeah,
we did it during.
That's,
we did it like an hour before and a little bit during.
Not terrible. Did you count the stats from that night? Yeah, why not? Yeah, all right. Right, 83-yard touchdown pass. The guy picks him in the first round.
Right, unless an 83-yard touchdown pass happens in like the very first play of the game,
yes.
Or the first quarter.
Right.
Well, how's that going to move the needle on
you? No, it's not at all.
It's not going to change
it. Not at all.
So that's my first gripe.
Right.
My first gripe.
It's a pretty good gripe.
Why?
Yeah.
Why draft, you know, unless, I guess the situation, like, for this particular draft is timing, everyone's timing or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't know. If it's online, I mean, what's
if
the big
online,
deal?
If it's online, A, you're going to do it in the middle of Game of Thrones, B?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, devastating.
I mean, I care about.
Middle of our show.
Middle of our show?
They're nerfing these guys.
Yeah, they're going on. Well, like, yeah. it makes for good fantasy football
banter
here on the
Absolutely.
Fantasy.
Absolutely.
On the fantasy
I did my season. Baseball draft on the show. We're going to finish a solid fourth place this season, probably.
You did your fourth baseball draft?
Yeah, I remember early in the year.
No, I don't.
You don't remember me? I was at my house.
Oh,
I refused to come in
That's
studio.
What I remember. I remember.
Yes, yeah.
Right. So, as we get into more of the, all right, so fantasy football, if you have some sleepers, if you have some busts, now I'm not talking about busts like guys who got hurt. I'm talking about, you know, guys who are going to be first round picks, second round picks that you think are just going to be flat out.
I'm getting texts from Rob Frank right now. He's doing a draft. He's like, who do I pick? Who do I pick? He's having the same issue.
Have him call.
Yeah, I might have to have him call. Yeah, okay.
That's my one kind of issue with fantasy. My second issue is I had some problems last year with this the pick sixes going against the team defense. Eli Manning throws a pick six.
Right.
It goes against the Giants defense.
Really?
Minus. Well, ESPN changed this year.
What kind of Fugazi league is that? Oh, you mean the points.
The
points allowed. Yeah.
It goes against points allowed.
Right,
no.
Yeah.
The Giants defense didn't give up those points.
Right,
Eli Manning
threw
a pick six.
Right, right, right.
So they changed that.
Could you imagine having the Jets defense with that? I mean, Christian Hackenberg could throw two of those a game.
And that brings me to another point.
Right.
That was one gripe on ESPN. The other gripe, and I'll hold that thought because I do have a point on that too. My other gripe for fantasy football, I don't know, you could change this rule, whatever, but for me, in our ESPN, which is kind of like the vanilla league, which I guess everyone can kind of relate to, deep fantasy people have crazy sites that use their stuff,
oh, yeah.
And they break it down with algorithms and nonsense. But in ESPN, standard free league, I had to do Thielen. What's the guy Thielen?
Adam Thielen
from
on the
Minnesota.
Vikings, yeah, big possession receiver.
Big possession receiver, yeah. had a little
Pretty
breakout
season,
end of
yeah.
season, right?
Once Diggs got hurt.
So
yep,
I picked him up. For whatever. I'm in a tight game.
Right.
It's the last game of the regular season fantasy sending
right, so
me into
week
the...
Week 13,
week
yeah.
14, something like that. He returns punts.
Oh.
He fumbles a punt.
And it's minus 2 points.
It's minus 2 points. But, however,
right.
I don't get... If he catches that punt,
yeah.
gets any sort of yardage, or gets a touchdown, I don't get the yardage or the touchdown.
Well, I mean, there's certainly that do count return yards.
Of course.
Which,
they count my return yards. Then I have no problem.
Which
this league counts return yards.
Oh, it does?
No, I mean,
that makes certain guys more valuable. I mean, forget Antonio Brown is ridiculous in that league.
Does Theo Riddick return kicks?
Theo Riddick, I do not believe, returns kicks, no.
Does Dante Moncrief?
Now you're talking. We're going deeper. I think we might have to have my boy from Indianapolis call it the Moncrief.
Is Delvin Cook?
Nah, Dalvin Cook is a feature back, so he's not.
I have him and Elliott. Want to hear my team?
Oh, I love Dalvin Cook.
Yeah,
give me the team right now.
All right, and listen, I want to hear from
you. And
you
got
guys.
McFadden, right? So you got them
right here. Up, oh, Mary, Lil, come on.
Much love in the club.
Give me your stat. You're she's a Yankee fan, so give me your Yankee stuff.
Yeah, we need some Yankee stats.
Will you trade Aaron Judge for Clayton Kershaw right now? Will you trade Aaron Judge for Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah, the ascension back to earth has happened a little bit.
Yeah, slowly.
Hey, listen, the guy's still hitting 280 with almost 40 home runs. I mean, now people are killing him. They're like, oh, send him down to the minors. I mean, get out of here.
Well, listen.
Let the kid work through it.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah, correct.
A tad. We're still on fantasy football.
I'm with you. We have to talk about Judge at least. We had to talk about Judge.
We'll get to Judge. This fantasy football draft is going to be over.
Yeah,
good point. Thought it was just going to be. This is the fastest draft I've ever.
Yeah,
8:30 it started. It's 9:15. We're 11. That's 9:16. 45 minutes. We're at pick number 106.
A lot of auto drafting going on, I believe.
That's less than 30 seconds per pick.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty quick at my picks. If I'm
that's
doing
unbelievable.
It online.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, you always have the one bozo that brings it down to the 12-second mark.
That's me.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, you're doing a live show on Obscure Radio right now. It makes it a little tougher multitasking.
Doug Martin did go.
All right.
Blunt. See, I told you all these guys. Cameron Meredith drafted, so someone was auto picking that.
Yep.
I mean, come on. I didn't even. This always happens every year. This is great. I didn't even draft Kirk Cousins. It did it for me. I tried to get Dax. That messed up. That's messed up. But he's my guy now. I have his back.
Okay. I'll tell you right now, I'll take Kirk Cousins over Dak any day of the week, fantasy-wise. They get us. Kirk Cousins is a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
And he slings 4,500
yards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dak Prescott's a run.
Give him. So this guy, whoever said that, give him Dak.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Kirk Cousins back in.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. So now we got to get into some deep stuff. Thomas Rawls.
Okay.
Is he the starting quarterback on running back on Seattle?
Yeah. I mean, you got a few guys there. You got Procise there.
Procise. And you know what? They're ranked right next to each other.
He's always hurt, though, Procise. That was kind of his bugaboo in college.
Who's the guy on?
I had him last year.
Gillis. That's who I wanted. Gillis.
On the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Patriots. Spencer Ware, Dunn.
Yeah, Dunzo.
Oh, Derrick Henry. Ooh.
That's a good
great offensive line.
I'm not going to lie. Derrick Henry could be a top 10 back.
A baller.
He's one. Ruled DeMarco Murray ankle away from being top five.
Yeah,
he's a monster.
He's a mad dog.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take Derrick Henry
here. Take him right now.
The 110th pick.
In the words of Francesa, right now.
All right, so Derrick Henry.
Oh, I got heard the beep.
Well, it's my I'm on the chime.
All right.
For Derrick Henry, Lat Murray's on the. I should take Lat Murray if I have Dalvin Cook. No.
If you want to protect your Minnesota Viking investments, sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big Latavius Murray. He does stink.
He just falls forward.
But
Derrick Henry.
I mean, if you want to protect your
Let's see wideouts. Let's see tight ends. Where are we at the tight end thing? Hunter Henry's still available.
That's my sleeper tight end.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
See.
Yeah, big time.
But that's what's his name is throwing over there.
Rivers.
No. Rivers.
Rivers likes tight ends. Last time I checked, him and Antonio Gates have had a few good years together. That's Hunter Henry's going to go for about 700 and about 7-8 touchdowns.
He's projected for 606 TDs. That's a little low.
I got him up. I got him 7 and change and 7 or 8 TDs.
The Chargers always sling it.
Yeah, because they're behind and they're that team that
fourth
like
quarter Phil Rivers puts more fourth quarter
right.
Fantasy
it's like
points
it's like Bortles. Everyone loved Bortles those years. He's the worst quarterback ever, but he's gonna put up garbage stats. 250 yards in the fourth quarter and 3 touchdowns.
Julius Thomas, no, he stinks.
Yeah.
Well, Jay Cutler's not gonna get him the ball. And Miami. All right, I'll take Hunter Henry, I guess.
Go with Hunter Henry.
Whatever. Hunter Henry. Oh, then I gotta get my D.
I'm not.
Is the Giants D available? I can't. No, the Giants D will never be available.
Look at my sleeper list right there. Right, Hunter Henry.
Hold on, you tell me.
I got you.
The Giants D will never be available in New York.
No.
In a New York centric. Oh, it is. New York centric fantasy football league. Neither will Eli. You know, Odell Beckham went 7th in this. Let me give you. This is a 10-team league.
People are a little scared.
Because of the ankle.
A little scared of the ankle. Brandon Marshall's maybe stealing some red zone targets.
Facebook Live people, check it out. This legit shirt. We're gonna do shirts too. Jeff usually has a way better. I mean, that's great, Giants.
Yeah, no,
a way better.
Yeah, usually.
Check this out.
I kept
this
it
is
easy.
Legit. What is it? What year? 1987.
That's the
January 25th, 1987, Pasadena.
My old man and
the
my
Giants
uncle at that Super Bowl.
Broncos Super Bowl shirt. What?
39-20.
We are live on WGBB Sports Talk 1240. Mike Vivolo, Jeff Guida, doing fantasy football drafting, getting all your thoughts if you care about the talk. I mean, is the fight stuff like it's over now? Is it like what have you done for me lately?
I feel like I could talk about the fight. I love the fight. I thought it was.
Is the Facebook Live people out there are going to comment? Come on, give me something here.
Give me something.
What do you think about the MMA? Was it a joke? Was it a joke? I tell you what, there's a famous movie. I forget what it's. It's a famous line in the movie, and I forget what the movie is. But the line goes something like this: "The greatest trick the devil ever played, ever played, was convincing
himself he didn't exust.
Convincing everybody he didn't exist.
Usual
right?
suspects.
Is that what it is?
I think so. So say.
Okay, so that's something like that.
I'm pretty sure.
The greatest trick that sports media played." Was to sell that this was going to be this fight?
Yeah, but you know what? The fight,
millions upon trillions.
The fight it was better than most people anticipated. It was better than I anticipated because I thought Floyd would give him 3 rounds, then he would carry him.
That's what he did.
McGregor was competitive. He just wasn't landing punches with any type of authority.
Was exactly what 95% of the world predicted.
I didn't think McGregor would show as well as he did. I thought he showed pretty well. He landed over 100 punches. There were props in Vegas saying he wouldn't land 10 punches.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
that.
Mayweather doesn't throw punches early in fights, but he was landing punches. Yeah.
He's a game player.
Oh, yeah. He was just
that's
feeling out everything.
We're going fantasy football. Yeah. Going back to this. Yeah. We're going back to this.
Bouncing.
It was fake, Mike. Yes, it was fake.
Fake
the
news?
The fight? Yeah. I agree, man. It was a trick. It was a $200 million trick.
More than $200 million.
You think? No, I think it came out like 110 and
the
like
whole, well, the 50. Whole fight, yeah, the whole fight's going to gross about 700 overall.
Showtime?
Yeah. Everyone's getting their piece
of the pie.
Greatest
trick. And the other thing is, I'm in a room at 1 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of guys who bought the fight, and we're hyped.
Same thing as us. Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
It was pretty cool because we were watching it, and it was like more McGregor guys, but there were a few Mayweather guys, and I was actually hanging out with the Mayweather guys.
Okay.
And I'm like... I whispered in the guy's ear. I'm like, don't worry, dude. This is just he's a scientist. This is going to, you know, he's going to pick him apart at some point. It broke my heart to say it because I wanted McGregor to win, but I knew that it was, you know, he needed to land that one big shot, and he never really threw it. He was never going to beat Floyd Mayweather on points, jabbing him.
No.
Never in a million years.
Yeah, of course.
So
and
he
we
needed,
all knew that.
He needed to throw the Hail Mary in the ninth round and go down in the blaze of glory, you know, and he really never threw that, like, wild, you know, prayer punch, which I was waiting for him to throw. Like, all right, Mayweather's starting to work me. Let me just try to throw a Hail Mary punch here. If I connect,
right,
you know.
That would have been cool to see.
Right. He never threw that punch.
But I guess he was getting, like, you know, very aware of being exposed and throwing that really wide.
He didn't want to get, laid out.
In there and get lazy out.
Yeah.
And he was about to.
Yeah.
They stopped the fight. 15, 30 more seconds.
He literally got gassed. That was it. He was just exhausted.
Yeah. That's part of
Mayweather's cardio is ridiculous. I don't care if he's 40, 50, 90. That guy is a freaking machine.
Yes, he is. But he's very slow. He didn't waste energy in the first couple rounds.
No, not at all. Not an ounce of energy. Not a frigging ounce of energy.
He's just so smart.
Yeah,
he's
a scientist.
He's the best for a reason.
Yep, there's no doubt about it.
Yes, just like I am scientifically...
working the fantasy draft here.
Matt Bryant. Let me just tell you this. This is what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Matt Bryant.
Okay. The guy's complaining you got Matt Bryant.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm just saying, I just want to tell you where Matt Bryant
really
went before.
Back and forth.
Matt Bryant just went before Andrew Luck. And Matt Bryant got picked in a fantasy football draft before Andrew Luck, Andy Dalton, Eli Manning.
Wow, what kind of drugs are the guys in your league?
What is this?
Can I get in this league next year? What's the monetary value in this one?
The Texans D just went before all those
guys
they just
don't
named.
Don't people know? Just take a kicker in a defense the last two rounds.
Don't even take
it's
a kicker.
You don't even need to take a kicker. You're right.
No.
You know what? You know what kicker I'm going to have this year? I'm going to have the Giants kicker. You know why? Because their red zone offense stinks. That's a story for a different day.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
Right down the field, we'll kick a field goal on the 5-yard line.
And who is that? Let's do that.
Rojas.
Adam Vinatieri just went. Yeah, oh, you know what it is?
Please don't take Rojas anytime soon.
No, but it's just it must be that these guys are queued up to fill in their roster.
Right?
Or something
yes,
like that.
That's exactly what it is. They have ridiculous. A quarterback.
When you do online drafts like this, you have to take a kicker.
Right?
Like I have a slot for a kicker. When you do
in
old
person,
school, when you have just whatever, you can just keep.
Oh, there's
whatever.
One or two guys that do that every year in our live drafts. They don't take a kicker or defense. They just
I'm
gonna hoard, but because of the injuries, I'm gonna hoard running backs, wide receivers, and
of course,
you know,
are you drafting on August 27th?
Right.
I should not be drafting a kicker.
Right,
D maybe.
Right,
but a kicker, no.
Right,
crazy.
You're just playing running back roulette.
So who do you like out there? Let's see what you got. All right, hold on. 631-888-8811. Call in with your fantasy. If you have a certain fantasy strategy that you want to share, I have a couple ideas. Like I just said, don't take kickers. Don't draft them unless you have a slot for them, like online drafts. Don't take kickers. What's the point?
Right.
Take them the day before. Although that backfired on me last year when the fantasy site crashed. Do you remember that?
No.
The ESPN fantasy app crashed for like the first 3 hours of opening.
So you couldn't pick up a kicker and you had nobody a kicker.
And I lost. And I lost the game by the difference I have
of my kicker,
four. And then, because of that loss, I was one loss away from making the playoffs at the end of the season.
Oh, my God. Devastating.
Because of the ESPN fantasy site.
Yes. Wow.
That's their fault. That's not mine.
Yes. I agree with you there.
A little bit of mine.
Yeah. Well, you should have had a kicker in place before three hours before the first game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now I should, everyone, word to the wise, have your lineup in place.
Saturday night. Yeah.
Unless you
check for injuries.
Well, that's the thing. Unless you do the game time decision.
Right.
But have a lineup in place.
Right.
Don't have an empty slot.
No.
I had an empty slot. I
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, and it came back all the way. And I was like, and I wrote to the whole league. I was like, this loss is going to come back and get me.
Oh, yeah.
And it came back and got me.
Right.
And it was
that
a loss.
4-point nonsense loss.
4-point nonsense fantasy to app down in week, day one, game
week one.
Or not, you know, Thursday night was the first one. But that Sunday day cost me going to playoffs. I don't think I would have won anyway, but, like, it cost me the playoffs. So, coming up here, I have kicker and a DR left, like, you know, slots filled, and I had right. two bench spots left, and that's it, and the draft's over.
Okay.
And then
who's we'll your quarterback right now?
Jameis Winston,
right? But you could take another one of those guys.
I'm going to, right?
Yeah,
now.
I mean, why not get some value
so
in a quarterback? Yeah.
So Dalton or Eli are probably my guys here.
I'm probably going Dalton as much as it pains me to say it. I just don't trust the Giants offensive line at all. I feel like
really?
We're going to be winning a lot of 17, 14 games this year, man.
Really?
Or a lot of whatever field goals, 15, 14 games.
But however, but, you know, the thing is, here I am.
There we go. You're up.
I can do Dalton or Eli, and I got Jameis, so that's crazy.
I would maybe look at bye weeks, but we probably don't have the time for that at this moment.
Yeah, it's fine. They're all different. Dalton 6, Eli 8. Jameis 11, so I'm good.
All right.
So that's good. However, you know those Eli Manning, he comes out with those 5-touchdown games, man,
yeah, he
against
does.
A weak opponent. We have a good, we have a pretty good schedule.
Our schedule is tough. I think the Giants' schedule is tough.
That's good for fantasy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Back at Denver, at Oakland.
Why are you so scared of that Oakland game?
I am scared of the Denver game
as
well.
I have no Giants if I don't draft Eli right now.
All right, just take Eli. Be a homer. What does it matter? Your backup quarterback. You're probably playing King Crab Legs most of the time anyway,
yeah.
Mr. Winston.
All right, Eli. Put Eli. My kids like us having
yeah.
him for the 1 or 2 weeks that I use him.
Right.
All right, now, this is pretty much it.
I'm going best running back receiver.
Best running back available?
Yeah.
And also pop best handcuff, like, to someone?
Yeah, you probably should try to handcuff.
All right, so we got Rawls, this guy Procise, Jacquizz Rodgers.
Well,
Chris Thompson, Washington.
Jacquizz Rodgers would be a starter, I think, for Tampa until Martin's back. So you got a starting running back there, especially with Ezekiel Elliott.
Murray, I still have that handcuff. I have.
You know what? You might want to take him just because then you have the Vikings running back and the Cowboys running back on lock.
I got Theo Riddick.
Yep.
McFadden, Duke Johnson, and Derrick Henry on the bench.
Oh, okay. So you're running back deep.
So
all right, let's look at receivers. Yeah.
You got 10 seconds, though.
This
Corey Davis.
Pressure.
Corey Coleman. Ted Ginn.
Corey Coleman could have a big year. He might be their number one in Cleveland. Go
who's
Browns.
Quarterback. Got him.
Deshaun Kaiser.
Corey Coleman.
Deshaun Kaiser.
And that's
the rookie
draft,
quarterback.
Folks.
There it is. Yeah. Kicker defense. Let them take
at
it.
At the end. And then we're going to the draft. We'll go to the break in a little
right.
bit. We'll come back. We'll take your, hopefully, if someone's looking, Facebook Live people or you out there. George is almost full.
All four of you.
If yes. anyone out there has their fantasy secrets, sleepers, busts, any anecdotes you want to share, hit us up at 631-888-8811 after
the break.
And I'll actually go and I'll show you my team. I'll tell you my whole team.
Outstanding.
And then we'll hear your team. Who you want.
My sleepers.
Yeah.
Better.
All right.
You are listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gustbuster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit Gustbuster.com and get your Gustbuster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
We are back. in the second half or the second half of the second half of Sports Talk 1240 Sunday night.
Or the fourth quarter.
Or the fourth quarter. Much more apropos now because it is becoming football season.
It is football season.
It's really not, though.
I watched like 5 hours of college football yesterday. It's football season.
Yeah. Oh, college football?
Week zero, baby. Yeah, yeah. Week zero. All games that weren't even supposed to happen.
Right.
I loved it.
So we still have, what's today? We still have about
August 27th.
12 days.
Yes.
Well, 11 days until the
Thursday night game.
Well, that's 11 days.
Right.
And then, you know, a 14 days until?
I'm the football purist. We got a great weekend next weekend with the college football. You got Alabama, Florida State, dude.
You know what?
That, out of the gate. The national title game.
No, I heard about that.
What?
That's it's the first time 1-3 in like 30 years or something.
Right.
No one
does that. No teams do that. They want to schedule cupcakes the first few weeks of the season.
That was a national title game?
I mean, that could be... No, this could be a national title game.
What was the national? It was
Clemson, Alabama. Last 2 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Florida
Clemson,
State
Alabama
is...
Alabama was the last 2 years the same game?
Yeah, same game, which is crazy.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Alabama beat him.
That
and
guy's
Clemson,
good. Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah. He's good. He's going to be okay.
He's going to be a good pro.
Yeah, I agree.
So, on that note,
yep.
We'll go into... We're going to do a little... We'll continue with our fantasy stuff, 631-888-8811. Your fantasy stuff. Facebook Live's fantasy stuff. Just go ahead. Just shoot them out there, Facebook.
Not
Live.
Much action on
just
the Facebook.
Just throw a sleeper
stuff.
On, the, and then we'll tell you our thoughts.
I like it.
All right? Just throw me a sleeper.
Give him a sleeper.
Give me Theo Riddick. What do you think about Theo Riddick this
week? Help him out.
I have three
Theo Riddick.
No?
I don't know. Well, I mean...
Every year I think Theo Riddick's in a breakout.
They have my man Abdullah, too, from Nebraska, but he's always hurt.
Every year I think Theo Riddick's in a breakout.
Yeah. Notre Dame guy.
He had like two or three like monsters.
Yeah, that's the problem with guys like that. And he's usually on your bench when he has those games.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. He had 200 yards and three touchdowns on my bench.
And then put him in.
Sick.
And then he gets
a game. And he has 41 yards.
Everyone has that same sob story.
Absolutely.
But how about this? I got Ezekiel Elliott also.
Okay.
And we're going to find out Tuesday more about his suspension.
Who was your first pick in this draft?
It was. Well, again, I had to turn.
Yeah.
My first pick because, of course, somehow it went so fast.
Oh, yeah. They auto-drafted for you, right?
It was.
On the road.
It was Mike Thomas.
Okay.
Who could be a monster.
Yeah, sure. He's
Jordy Nelson.
All right.
So that's good.
Nah, and you got Zeke in the third round?
And I got Zeke.
That's pretty good, Mike.
Yeah, it's very
good.
And I got DeAndre Hopkins, which I would never take it with a 25-foot pole.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have drafted him in your league.
Yeah.
With however, you know.
But, you know what? Your running backs aren't bad considering you got all those receivers. Only 10 teams or 12?
10.
Okay.
So it's a little deep.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
a little competitive.
Right. Well, every team's stacked, basically.
That's what I mean. It's very competitive. I mean, look at it. Andy Dalton, who is a starting fantasy quarterback, is not drafted yet.
Right. He's just a free agent on the wire. Yeah, that's craziness.
It's craziness.
Massive craziness.
So I would never have taken DeAndre Hopkins where I took him. Ever.
Right. Although you were just talking about how good Deshaun Watson is a quarterback, so...
But I had Jordy Nelson and Mike Thomas
out
the gate.
Right.
Why do I need DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, you run that three-receiver system, bro.
Well, he's my flex.
There you go. It's your flex.
No. He'll never be my flex.
Hammond?
I hate DeAndre Hopkins. Right. Hate.
Okay. A lot of hate for that man.
But... If my man, if Deshaun Watson does what he does, maybe, you never know. All right, so we're going to get on some actual, what's called reality football. If this is fantasy, we're going to talk reality.
I love reality football.
Reality. It's so funny because the Yankees are doing what the Yankees are to the Mets, what the Giants are to the Jets, right? I mean, it's just
the poor Jets. I'll tell you, nice little comeback last night by the Jets.
Okay,
but I didn't see it. You didn't see it. We were too busy watching.
Who gives a poo?
Yeah, exactly.
About that, because you know what? If someone got hurt, then talk to me. Then I'd be mad.
Well, Bryce Petty did get hurt. Sheldon Richardson did get hurt. So exactly, it's so funny. I was texting my buddies. I watched first quarter. I'm like, pull everybody.
Well,
all right, Landon Collins had the pick six.
Come on,
the Jets couldn't score 10 points on the Giants' first defense in an entire season. So what was the point? What do we got? We got a thumbs up. Mike's excited about something.
Oh, we got some more people now. We're up to 3,000 viewers.
Oh, nice. Yep. Nice. Right on the Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
and
Game
Power.
Of Thrones
Us.
Is getting boring, and
right.
they're flooding to my Facebook Live to watch.
Everyone's going to die at some point anyway in that show, so what's the point? Yeah. All men must die.
I don't know.
So what do you got, Mike? Reality.
In reality, the New York Giants are what the Yankees are to the Mets, right?
Yeah.
To the Jets. To the Mets. This year, starting in June, I would say, we stopped talking about the Mets. They didn't matter.
Yeah.
All-Star break didn't matter. They don't matter right now, right?
Yeah.
The Yankees completely matter 2.5 games out.
Poor Mets.
Of first place in the AL East. and leading the wild card. So they make sense. I believe, and we know this already, we are not going to talk about the Jets on this show for the next 5 to 6 months.
We're probably. Not, unless we're, unless we have a comedy.
Right, unless comedic. He punches someone or some kind of like off-field something. Right. We're not talking about the Jets or just how much they're going to get blown out or something like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about Giants, which is great for us because we're Giant fans.
Right.
And this is going to be where we're going to we thrive in the fall on the WGBB
Most wonderful time of the
year. 1240 studios talking about the Giants football. And we cannot have a football show, whether it be fantasy football or reality football, leading up to 2 weeks, opening week of football, and which dominates everything, without going through the Giants schedule and being completely fair.
Yeah, let's do it. I got it in front of me here if you...
I have it.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it,
you got it. I have it, too. All right, week one. We all know this, and this is great because wasn't someone suspended week one last year in the Cowboys?
Probably like all their defensive ends.
Well, Romo was hurt,
and Dak
Prescott. We were getting a rookie Dak Prescott first game and rookie Ezekiel Elliott first game, so they were a little
wrong. And we held them.
And we held them.
We did a good job against.
We did a good job. Yeah. So now we face them again. A game you're actually going to be there.
I will be there
in Jerry World.
Woo!
So the Sports Talk 1240 audience, Facebook Live audience, this is going to be fun. You should tune in, definitely tune in, during the Giant game. We'll be broadcasting here. We're going to be going over live Giants game analysis as it goes. We'll touch on the earlier games from that Sunday.
Yeah,
but also,
nice.
Jeff is going to be our correspondent on the scene.
Yes.
In Jerry World.
Love it.
Where are you sitting? What level?
Top level.
Top level?
Yeah,
I'm with the people?
I'm with the people.
Okay, that's fine.
But we're second row, like 30-yard line. Low, like low top level.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Watch the play develop.
Absolutely.
Watch Paul Perkins run into...
Right. Run into John Jerry's behind.
And what's who's there? Sean Lee.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And Jalen Smith's a good little player, too,
is.
Man. Yeah.
He is. So anyway.
They redshirted him.
No Zeke, most likely.
Yeah.
We'll find out more Tuesday.
Right.
A lot more Tuesday. Zeke's judge he's going before, or whatever the judge is that he goes before.
Right.
There's so much on this, I can't really understand it all. Is known for reducing... suspension.
Oh, he's getting it down to 3.
So, that being said...
I'm good with it, though, because he's not playing the first game.
Exactly. So, that being said, right. I got a W.
Oh, I got a W there, too.
Okay.
I'm with you. So, we're 1-0.
Okay. Now...
Lions Monday night.
Wait a second. Let's go back. Just take one step back.
Whoa.
The non-homers, the more objective people would say, what about your boy with a tweaked ankle?
Oh, no.
Obi. Now, is he going to be 100% in that Dallas game?
I think we're winning that game either way. I don't know. Call me an optimist.
Let's look at it objectively. There's
going to be some L's I throw in here that you're going to be surprised at, but I'm going to throw them in. So
okay, so
we're winning that game.
We'll take the W.
Except I'm there, so we'll lose, but we'll win.
Week 2 Monday night home opener against the Lions. I'm going to that game.
Okay, I'm going to that game too. Actually, I'm taking my grandpa.
Oh, nice.
All right, we'll plan that one out as well.
Yes, sure, excellent. How you getting there?
I have no clue. It's 3 weeks from now. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow morning.
Well, I mean that's something you probably know already. It's inherent.
I'm obviously driving there. Okay. I'm not having my 86-year-old grandpa drive me. I'm going to drive.
I'm obviously sleeping in the car, in your car.
All right, there we go. We'll figure that one out.
Look at this. Week 3 at Philadelphia, 1 p.m. I'm actually going to that game.
Ooh, you're a brave man.
Yes, with an Eagle fan friend of mine.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to week 2. You're going to week 1. I'm going to week 2 and 2, and I'm going to 3. So we'll have the first 3.
We're hardcore.
Ended the first, at least the first 3 games.
Okay.
What do you have with that?
That's an L.
Well, I agree that... What I always do every season is I split.
Most of the time I do that,
game.
Too.
I go 3-3 in
division. I'm actually having Dallas win at us later on in the season.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I usually split every division game.
We should beat Washington twice, but I'm...
But we should be, we should beat Washington twice. But then we always find some other weird win or weird loss.
Yeah.
But this year is a little different for the G-men. I'm telling you. It's a little different.
So that gets us a 2-1.
That gets us a 2-1. Then at Tampa Bay.
This is a tricky game.
Which, by the way, I have a good friend who lives down in Tampa now with four Bucks tickets.
Me too.
And he wants me to go, but I can't because I'm going to the three games before.
Same thing I have. My friend Christina from the Islanders lives like you can hit a 9-iron to the stadium from her condo. And I can't.
Dale Mabry?
Yeah, exactly. Very nice place. I can't pull it off. Going to Dallas, how much vacation time is this guy going to take? So we're going to ixnay on to Tampa because I've been there a few times.
I'll tell you what, though.
Very fun.
I'll tell you what,
we've spoke about this.
The hardcore Giants fan without 3 kids.
Yeah.
I tell you how you can pull that game off.
Okay.
There's a wrinkle. It's a 4 o'clock game.
Okay.
So you can go, you can do one day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. I've been to Tampa 3 or 4 times.
Go in the morning. Get a breakfast sandwich. You'd be in Tampa in 2.5 hours.
You're a crazy man, but you're probably in my head. I mean, the last time you said something like this to me, I booked tickets to Dallas.
Go to Tampa.
Yeah.
In the morning. Get there by noon.
Right.
Go to your friend's
house. It
sounds
like this Cold Spring Harbor type money situation. I'm from the South Shore. I don't have that type of finance.
4 o'clock game. Then you take like a 10:30 flight home.
That's aggressive, but
I did that. Well, I didn't do that exact thing.
That's aggressive. I've
come home after down in Atlanta when we go to the Giants Falcons.
Or I'll tell you what I've done also: fly out at 6 a.m. Monday, go to work 9:30, come in a little late.
I've done that before too. It's a family business.
Yeah, it's true.
You were fighting the family business. You were just fighting a good fight going to Tampa, going to a Giants game.
Yeah,
dude, you better do that.
All right. Plus, we'll think about it.
It's October 1st in Florida. It's gonna be so.
It's
nice.
Not gonna be bad. Well, here's the other thing. I'm going to Florida, Georgia 3 weeks after that, and then I'm going down to Miami in November. So how many times do I go to Florida?
As many times as you can before you have any kids.
That's a good point. Mike Vivolo has spoken.
That's what I say.
I got an L there, buddy.
You hit L in Tampa?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with that.
Okay.
I can agree with that. Yeah. Lewis Winston is the real deal.
He's my starting fantasy quarterback. That's a good team, I'm telling you. This is going to be tough out of the box. We have a tough schedule out of the gates, and then we're going to start winning some games. But I think I got an L there. I think we're 2-2.
Can I take it back to fantasy just for a second? And we're going to keep going. And anything you guys, Giant fans out there, want to talk about where they think the Giants are going to end their record, the record of the division, game by game, trap games, games that you think were surprising the Giants are going to win, let us know. 631-888-8811. Mike Vivolo. Follow me at Team Vivolo. I've been a little slow on the on the tweeters because I've been enjoying the summer a lot, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I see that.
Yeah.
I'm running around the carnivals with the kids and stuff. Good for you. God bless.
That was in New Hyde Park today.
Nice.
I was at the Robert Moses, then at New Hyde Park.
Nice.
All over the place,
good
man.
Day.
Driving, then down here.
Well, you're getting it in, man.
Before school starts.
But
let me take it back to fantasy football for 1 second. How many guys in the Giants, how many players in the Giants are legit fantasy, should be on legit rosters?
The three receivers.
The three. You think Sterling Shepard deserves a fantasy football?
Absolutely. In a 12-man league? Absolutely. He's one injury away from being the top 40 receiver.
And Brandon Marshall and Odell.
Absolutely.
Those three. Eli.
Yeah.
That's it.
You have to have Perkins. And he's a starting running back.
I guess you have to.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I like Gallman as like the last pick in the draft type of guy, keeper league type of guy.
I don't want Perkins.
All right, you don't want Perkins, but he's got to be on a roster of a 10-man league. I mean, he's a starting running back in the NFL.
He could be good, though.
Yeah, I mean, you never know if they block for the guy. Anybody could be good.
No, why? The same reason you're taking the kicker, because they don't. The red zone offense is going to be tough. Yes. But Brandon Marshall's going to stretch that red
steal
zone.
Steal some touches away from Odell.
It's true. So when you're down, so when they have to go out to San Diego in a shootout, they better score some red zone.
We're not in San Diego. We're home against them, and they're not San Diego anymore. They're like
I was thinking. I'm already thinking of Raiders.
Yes.
All right. So Chargers at home. We always win those games.
Yeah, we better win.
Always win those games.
Especially after two losses.
Chargers can't come.
That's the circle of the wagons game.
We're losing. All right. Yeah. We're splitting that. All right. So now we're 3-2 going into Week 6. Tough game at the Broncos, which I would love to broadcast live from a sports bar
at Denver at night. Ye gads.
You got to put an L there.
I got to put an L.
3-3. Going in, Seahawks at
home. Here's a tough game.
4 o'clock game. That's not
the
best.
We're winning that game, though. Screw the Seahawks.
Yeah,
we're winning that game.
We always play to the level of those type of teams, so we can beat them. Then we have
the Rams.
Then we have the Rams, which is an automatic dub at home. That's 5-3. Then the Niners at Niners.
Here's your trap game.
That's the trap game because we got to travel.
Your trap game
because you got
to
travel.
Flying across the country, the team's riding high. A few wins. I still think we're winning, but I know that's true. Oh, we lost Facebook Live.
I'll tell you what, Facebook Live evidently burns your battery.
We had so many people watching us that it actually burned the battery right out.
What's it called when the server?
Yeah,
the server.
It's like a Y2K thing. Everyone was watching us. Yeah,
Sports Talk 1240.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we at? We're at 6-3
after the Niners.
Yeah, we beat the Niners. 6-3 going into
Chiefs.
When's the bye week?
Bye week is between Seattle and the Rams.
Okay. All right.
Two weeks to prepare for the Rams.
Nice. That's very nice.
Yeah.
All right. So then we go into
the Chiefs.
Chiefs at home?
Yeah.
That's a 50-50 game right there.
Yeah, I mean.
Because we have him at home. If he was in KC, I'd say different. But
I'm going to give us the win there. Holy crap. I got us a 7-3 right now.
7-3. The Chiefs are good, though. Chiefs have a good defense.
Here comes our loss, though. Redskins on a Thursday night, short week. That's just
after the Chiefs, we should beat up by the Chiefs D.
Yeah.
Where's that game?
Skins, at Skins. Thursday night, quick turnaround. That's not good.
Is that Thanksgiving?
Yes, that is. I believe that is Thanksgiving.
That changes the game.
Okay, a little bit, but not much.
That's Thanksgiving night. All right, so we have a caller. It's fantasy football related, I can tell already. Let's get him on the line. Mike from Long Island. You're on Sports Talk 1240, Fantasy Football, Regular Football Special. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's going on, Mike?
How are you?
So we had some technical difficulties in my towards the end of this, my end of my draft. I don't know who I ended up with in the D or kicker. For some reason, no players are visible due to the one of the following. I don't know what happened.
Who cares?
But what do you have? What's up? What do you want to talk about? How's your fantasy team looking?
My fantasy team is loaded at running back. I couldn't find value in the receivers, and I'm unhappy with the receivers I wound up with.
All right, so lay them on me.
My first three picks were running backs.
Lay them on me.
Le'Veon Bell, Jay Ajayi, and Todd Gurley were my first three picks.
Okay.
So you had a second pick, third pick.
I had a second pick. Pass on. Ajayi fell to me, and then once you get to, like, that third round, that receiver tier is, like, they're all the same guy to me.
Falls off.
I'm with you there.
Well, I think we can work out something.
Tyreek Hill and Allen Robinson.
Tyreek Hill. You love Tyreek Hill because, you know what, he always liked the guy who returns the kicks.
Yeah.
That's the point of Tyreek Hill.
Well, our league gives 0.05 points for return yards.
Okay, that's, yeah. Tyreek Hill is probably going to get like 100 return yards a game.
Right.
it's five points a game.
Yeah.
And kick?
Kicks and punt return yards.
Right, so that's like five extra points a game just by having him in there.
Right.
The only thing I don't like is that Kelce is my tight end. I don't like, because that offense is kind of anemic. I don't.
So they're on the same team.
They're on the same team, and Alex Smith doesn't throw a lot of touchdowns.
No, he doesn't.
So I kind of feel like, I looked at it after I had both of them. I said, nah, Kelce, I wouldn't have done that.
Kelce was the top-rated tight end last year, Kelce.
Yes.
He's their number one receiver, basically.
He's a baller, for sure.
But, you know, I went with the heavy on the backs because I feel like it's a 10-team league, and there's a lot of depth. I'll be able to get receivers. I have Stephon Diggs on my bench. I think he could be a starter for me.
I love Stephon Diggs. He's one of my sleepers.
And the other guy who actually went in the 16th round, and I was hoping that I'd get him on waivers, was Ted Ginn. Another guy who I think is supposed to be a starter in New Orleans and returns kicks and punts.
How long has Ted Ginn been in the league?
He can't catch the flu, Ted Ginn. He's terrible. He's fast.
That's what it is. Yeah. He's fast.
Yeah.
He's fast and Brees can throw the rock. So.
Yeah, it's true.
And like I said, he gets those return yards. But I have a lot of depth at running back. I have those three guys, and then I wound up with Doug Martin and Jaquizz Rodgers.
Right.
I actually heard you guys talking about handcuffing Rodgers, and Mike went with Corey Coleman, I think, instead.
Right. Rodgers is going to be a starter there, I think, for a few weeks until Martin comes back.
Yeah,
it's a good offense.
I got both those guys, unless Charles Sims sneaks in there on me.
Right.
You know, I definitely have some tradable pieces if I need to pick up a wide receiver.
Well, I have the perfect trade for you.
Is that right?
DeAndre Hopkins, your boy. Breakout season. Comeback season. DeAndre Hopkins is on the trade block. Jay Ajayi for DeAndre Hopkins straight up is the first blockbuster deal of the season.
I think you would have to go more up towards Michael Thomas type of.
Michael Thomas was my first pick of the whole draft.
Second.
Second? Who was my first? Jordy Nelson?
Yes. And basically one and the same because you had 10 and 11.
That's not bad, though. I think those two guys can fly.
And quarterbacks, I wound up taking two, which I never do.
Me too.
But I felt like a couple guys were sandbagging on it, and I love Mariota. I already had Cam Newton, so if Newton really doesn't come back healthy, I feel like I have good depth there.
Yeah, you're okay then.
Cam Newton was like the first quarterback off the board last year, or 2 years. Was it two years ago or last year?
No, last year.
Yeah.
Who did I see this year that fell? Andrew Luck, 13th round.
Yeah, everyone's just worried about, his line.
Yeah, but that's
he's also had like collarbone surgery or something. He had surgery. He had like two surgeries in the last time.
For sure.
Such a waste, Andrew Luck. I did a poll years ago, like the Super Bowl. When the Super Bowl was in New York, what is it? It was the Denver-Seattle blowout.
Yeah.
And it was like a lot of sports media around, and I said, who would be the number one pick if you had every pick, every player? Like, if you're doing a real draft.
I would have told you Andrew Luck, too. Absolutely.
Yeah. The number one pick of a real draft with everyone.
Sure.
Active players involved in it.
Right.
Let me ask you this. What do you think? I thought he actually was not on my draft board at all, but he popped up and he wound up going in the 14th round. Chris Hogan.
And
I think that when he took him, I was like, wow, that's a really good pick.
I think that's a great pick.
And in a 10-team league, It's a 14th round. You got a flyer on a guy who could wind up being Brady's guy.
He should be the number two receiver, probably.
Yeah.
Gronkowski.
Edelman's hurt.
Gronkowski is the number one receiver.
And Brandon Cooks. Well,
Brandon Cooks.
Show me a season Gronkowski's finished.
Well, that's true. So if I was actually drafting, if I didn't have this, this insane lightning draft happen in the first 10 minutes, I had five picks.
Right.
I would have went. Melvin Gordon went right after that, by the way. So I took Jordy Nelson, Mike Thomas in the turn, and then the next pick was Melvin Gordon.
Right. You probably would have took
Gordon.
Gordon's a horse.
Whoever the next pick was. Right. So someone got lucky. Whoever the next pick, someone got lucky that I was auto-drafting.
I think it was my lucky son.
Two wide receivers.
Next to me here.
Some nonsense. I took two wide receivers auto-draft because I was I don't know how fast these picks
were. Two wide receiver system.
And then I would have went Gordon and I would have went Gronk. And then Gronk went like 17th or 18th I saw in the thing. That's who my two picks would have been, Gordon, Gronk.
You're a real riverboat gambler, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, Gronk's the man.
They did a nice job.
They just lost Edelman.
Handcuffing McFadden to Elliott.
Well, yeah, I was saying that I wanted Elliott. I was thinking about taking Elliott at 10-11, just because.
Yeah, getting Elliott where you got him.
I got
great.
Elliott then back, which was awesome. So that worked.
He's and getting
I,
reduced.
I saw this. When I first saw it, I was like, did they draft it for me because they know I wanted Elliott? Because I was saying I wanted Elliott.
Wow.
So I got Elliott in the third round, which is cool because, that was my play. And I also wanted Terrell Pryor, but he went in between.
Yeah. You basically got him with, like, the 30th pick?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And then McFadden.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, Pryor was a good, you know, good pick there.
Pryor I love. Yeah. Love Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Washington.
You know, I think
Kirk Cousins throws for 4,000 yards a year. Who's he going to throw to, dude?
Yeah.
Jordan Reed is a question mark.
Yeah, he could get hurt at any time.
It's Crowder and Pryor.
It's Pryor.
No, well, the question is, they also have that guy they drafted in the first round a couple years ago.
I'm trying to think of who you're talking about.
The Redskins, right?
Dotson.
Oh, yeah.
From TCU.
Yeah, so, you know, he could be in there or not. I'm not sure. Definitely a lot of question marks out there. And the injuries that rolled in this weekend were incredible.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be weak anywhere, I would be weak at receiver. You can always find. I feel like there's always a receiver that comes.
Oh,
out
so
of
you wouldn't draft them in your first three selections of the draft? Is that what you said?
Especially at 10 and 11.
Yeah.
You can get your first.
It's amazing that you ended up with Zeke Elliott, though. I mean, you might have ended up with a top five running back without picking a running back.
I got hoes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mike, was it an auto? What were you thinking going Theo Riddick with the first pick of the fifth round?
Theoretic, I like Theoretic this year. I need to get running backs to roll off the board. Nobody.
I didn't realize that's how early it took him.
I like him too, but I feel like Abdullah is better.
I'll tell you
better
what,
than he did
if
last.
If you can rewind and look at who was available there, because I had no running backs, not one starting running back for week one. I had to take look who was available there. That's all I could say.
Yeah,
no love for Paul Perkins.
Paul Perkins. But then, you know what the other thing is?
How about Bilal Powell? Is he there?
This is a kind of a short bench.
Yeah.
What about Joe Mixon or Kareem Hunt? You like either of those guys?
I like
Joe
Mixon.
You didn't have – Joe Mixon was available and you didn't take – you took Theo Riddick over Joe Mixon?
Yes.
Joe Mixon is Adrian Peterson, man.
And
he is my top.
Jeremy Hill sprained his ankle tonight.
Yes.
Twisted it.
Well, I would know all this stuff if it was September 5th.
True.
Yeah, but this is what makes it – this is what makes it good radio.
Yeah.
I'm
showing Mike my sleepers.
I'm on a 60-second clock here, and I realize I have no running backs.
Yeah.
Right.
It's coming down. And then I don't even know how to queue. I got to drag the guy into the queue. I got to do a lot of more.
I thought it was early for Riddick. When you picked him, I kind of, you know, I like him too, especially in PPR league.
This is the Theo Riddick show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
your team ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Most likely, he's a bench player. Theo Riddick is not even in my starting lineup because I had three wide receivers that were in there, and I had Zeke Elliott was my first, and then I had Dalvin Cook was my next back. So, my, you know, and then we have McFadden, Dalvin Cook, and three receivers. Theo Riddick, in that wherever I picked him, doesn't matter. He's not even a starter on my team.
What's your guys' take on the Patriot backfield? I kind of avoided it.
Gillespie.
I don't want to play that.
When's the last time the Patriots had an RB1? LeGarrette Blount, maybe?
Blount last year, but.
LeGarrette Blount?
He scored, how many scored? 16 touchdowns?
But that's a lot of TDs, but that guy never got any yardage.
No.
I have a minor obsession with Rex Burkhead. I am in love with him.
He's had a great preseason.
That is my boy, man. He's such a good, tough little player. He's just, yeah. There's just, it's too crowded of a backfield for fantasy purposes.
Right. But he could, you know, he could slip into that slot receiver position a little bit.
It's a good offense.
Yeah. They're saying he's getting goal line carries too, Burkett. He's a tough runner,
that's
man.
Fine.
He's a
little guy. He'll be the little Garrett Blunt. 30, 40 yards and a touchdown every game.
Maybe.
Or two, and then they have like that big explosive.
He was one of my running back sleepers too, but that was more of a homer.
What are the Giants going to do this season? Where are they going to go? 12-4?
12
real football?
What? We're going 9-7.
When we talked to Jordan Ronan, the ESPN Giants guy,
he did say
10-6.
10-6. That's right.
Because he said the schedule's real
Jordan Ronan's a doom and gloom guy. He said Odell Beckham died. He said Sterling Shepard was like crying in the ambulance. He's always overblows the injuries a little bit.
Right. He did say he was.
He's
crying.
The king of fake news, I think.
But it's he'd rather go that way than the other way, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because
he wants to sell. You know, he wants to get clicks sell papers or whatever.
Mike, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Mike.
No problem, guys. Have a great night.
You too, man. Take care.
Talking
with you.
Lucky Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
I got 3 minutes left, huh?
I auto-picked the two wide receivers at 10 and 11.
Yeah.
That is the biggest nonsense of all time. No one ever do that. So, we got the Giants coming up. I mean, listen, Jeff's going to be at the Giants, at Cowboys, at Jerry World. Very excited for you, by the way.
That is going to be fun.
Going to the Yankee game the night before, Yankees-Rangers.
Yes. Actually, they moved it to a day game, so now I'm going to swelter in the Dallas Heat at 12:05. Yes, day game. Saturday day game.
Yeah. So what time are you going to get Friday, though?
I'm getting there Saturday morning. I'm getting there like 9 a.m. in the morning, going to the game
at
noon.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And then I guess maybe like see Dallas or something like that.
Go out to dinner. Not really much to see, I don't think.
Sure there is. Dallas.
Jerry World is Dallas. I'm going to go see Jerry World.
I'm Dallas.
Good.
If I was in Dallas, if I wasn't going to sports, I'd go to the Dealey Plaza or Kennedy, the whole Kennedy session.
That's an idea. That's a good idea, Mike.
Go there.
I like
I'm saying it's the most romantic place in the world, but
yes.
It's pretty cool, like historic-wise. I like it.
I'm kind of with you.
So I got the Giants at 10-6. We'll talk to Jeff next week.
I got him at 9-7. Wild card.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Not winning. Dallas
watch out for the Eagles. Watch
Come
out for them.
Come on, dude.
Just saying.
Come on.
Our offense doesn't look that good. Our defense looks like Super Bowl-ish. But
yes. The sky's the limit for the Giants, man.
I gotta lower the expectations for myself so that they don't break my heart.
Sports Talk 1240 once again. Sunday night. We enjoyed fantasy football talk. Thanks for viewing on Facebook Live, which is now dead. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Jeff on the scene, baby. That's gonna be amazing. Mike Vivolo again. Follow me on Twitter at Team Vivolo for all my updates. And have a great Sunday night. And, man, next time we'll talk, it'll be football season. Real football season.
Heck yeah.
Let's go.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.